Now, of course, just a few minutes ago, we brought you the very, very sad news that former Bradford West MP Marsha Singh has died. And we're pleased to be able to talk to Gerry Sutcliffe, MP for Bradford South, on the phone now. Good evening, Gerry.
Good evening.
Hi. You must be really sad about this news.
Oh, very much so. You know, not only have we lost a guy who was a brilliant MP, but I've lost a personal friend. He does something up for over 35 years.
That's right. So tell us a bit about what Marsha Singh was like as an MP.
Very good. He was really strongly supportive of his constituents in terms of the amount of casework that his office did and through him, but also standing up for Bradford in debates in Parliament. His time on the Home Affairs Select Committee was very strong, and he was well regarded, well respected as an MP.
Because he was very much a Bradford man, wasn't he? He was very, very passionate about the city.
He loved the city. One of the strengths and one of the things that I'll always remember is just how passionate he was about Bradford, about his people, and how he'd grown up and that Bradford had given him so many opportunities and that he wanted to put something back in his time as an MP.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, the papers and the internet at the moment is talking a lot about what he described as his own proudest achievement, which was seen through a private member's bill, which restricted the amount of money that a local authority could take into account when deciding whether someone would get residential or accommodation or not. That's major stuff, isn't it?
It was massive at the time. He really fought the case on that private member's bill and, made sure that people in old age, wouldn't be robbed in terms of the money taken from them. And he managed to get that limit put in there, and he had the support of members right across the House of Commons. So it wasn't just a party political thing, he did it, with the support of a great number of people in the Commons.
I mean, you said earlier you were friends with him for 35 years. I've always thought, when I've seen him around the place, that he just looked like a really genuinely nice bloke. What was he like as a friend?
Very much that. He was the sort of guy where you'd have... you could have arguments with him, but you'd go away laughing because, he had a nice style about him. He was one of those people where he was good company, good fun, and, strong in his opinions, but kind. And we had many sort of car journeys and train journeys up and down from Bradford to London, and obviously got to know each other very well, and I put him as one of my closest friends.
Oh, gosh, a very, very sad day for you. What happens at the House of Commons when someone dies? Do they actually kind of recognise it? Does anything stop to recognise that?
Well, normally it would be mentioned tomorrow, but the House finishes today. The House rises today for the summer recess. So it'll be September now before tributes are paid. I mean, obviously there'll be family funeral and all the things around that. But the first time parliamentarians will get to remember him will be on the first day we're back in September.
Well, let's hope that at that time in September, you're able to give him an absolutely fitting tribute. Then it must be very difficult for you because he must just be so upset and you're having to go on the radio and talk.
I just generally thought that I knew he'd been ill. I knew he was unwell, but I didn't think that he would go so quickly, and it really, really is a shame for his family, and my condolences go to his family. But lots of his friends and political allies will miss him.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Gerry, thank you very, very much for joining us here on BCB 106.6 FM. That's Gerry Sutcliffe, MP for Bradford South, talking to us, I presume direct from the House of Commons in London, about the very, very sad death that's just been announced this afternoon of the former Bradford West MP, Marsha Singh.